Now, will you notice what's happened? But God. Oh, this little conjunction, but, is so important. But God, being rich in mercy. And God's rich in mercy. And He had mercy on me. I know He's had mercy on you on account of His great love with which He loved us. Now, love didn't enable Him to save us, but love provided a Savior so He could forgive us, and He's rich in mercy today. Being even dead in trespasses, He quickened us. That is, He made us alive together with Christ. And now He says, by grace have you been saved. And He's raised us up with Him, seated us with Him in the heavenlies, in Christ Jesus, in order that He might show forth in the ages which are coming the exceeding riches of His grace and kindness toward us in Christ. Now, but God, and that denotes the radical contrast that has gone before in the first three verses. Those first three verses, they are as black and hopeless as anything can be. Man is a complete failure. He's incapable of saving himself. God comes on this scene of death with mercy. He does not have too little, too late. He has a surplus. For an infinite God is rich in infinite mercy. He has what man needs, and He has what you need. The only requirement is that man believe Him, and He does this by His grace. A poor woman from the slums of London was taken down with a group of people for a holiday at the ocean. She'd never seen it before. And when she saw it, she burst into tears. And there were those around who thought it was strange that we'd given this lovely holiday and then for her to burst into tears. And she was asked, says, "Why in the world are you crying?" And she pointed to the ocean. She says, "This is the only thing that I've ever seen that there was enough of it." Oh, my friend, there's enough of the mercy of God. He's got oceans of mercy because God does what? He saves us by His grace. Now, let me illustrate this. What does it mean to be saved by the grace of God? We were dead in trespasses and sin, incapable of saving ourselves. Now, God comes on the scene, and by grace, He reaches down. He finds nothing in us. He finds it in Himself. You see, when God came down to deliver Israel, it wasn't because they were lovely and beautiful and serving Him. They were not. They were stiff-necked people, He said. They were idolaters. They were worshiping a golden calf out there in the wilderness. He said, "I've heard their cry." Now, why did that appeal to Him? Because He loved them. He loves you and He loves me today. He loves us. But He doesn't save us by love. He saves us by grace. Somebody says, "How does He do that?" Well, let me illustrate that. I have had for years, when I'm in Southern California, a Bible class in Orange County and a Bible class down in San Diego County. And several years ago, a group from Campus Crusade worked on the beaches down there in San Diego County and led quite a few of those young people to Christ. Well, now, some of them belong to the hippie group. But I want to say this, that I found out a lot of those are genuine. And I've come to the place myself that I don't judge a man by his dress. And we're told never to judge a book by its cover. You're not to judge a man by his dress. So these young people, the leader, I was told, put them on our program to listen to our radio program. They also used our tapes, used our books, and I didn't know this. When I went down there, the first class, sitting on the first two rows were a bunch of these young people. My, what a crowd of them. And I want to tell you, some of them were dressed in a very unusual manner. And they had the long hair and all that sort of thing that associated with this group. But very frankly, they shocked me at first. But I found out they had their Bibles, notebooks. And they had some spiritual life, which, by the way, you don't always find in our churches today. And here these young people were showing real life. Now, a young fellow came up to me afterward, and he said to me, that wasn't the first time, about the third or fourth time, this young fellow who had been attending came up to me, had written all over him, and he had on a funny hat, on it he had written, "Love, Love, love, love. He had a funny coat on. On it written, love, love, love. Had funny trousers, by the way, and he had written on love. Shoes had written on love. He had it written all over him. And I said to him, I said, why in the world do you have love written all over you? Oh, he says, man, God is love. Well, I said, I agree with you. Nothing could be truer than that. God is love. Then he added this, and he says, God saves us by his love. Oh, I said, I don't agree with that. God doesn't save us by his love. I said, give me the verse. Well, he scratched his head and thought a minute or two. He says, well, maybe I can't think of it right now. Well, I said, when you do, let me know, because I've never been able to find it. And so he said then, well, if God doesn't save us by love, how does he save us? Well, very frankly, I said, I'm glad you asked that question. Because I said, the Bible says, by grace are ye saved through faith, that not of yourselves, it's the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. And I said, God saves us by grace. Well, the boy won't know, what's the difference? Well, I said, the difference is just simply this. I said, God does love you. I said, let's don't lose sight of that. God loves us. But I said, God, just on the basis of love, he can't open the back door of heaven and slip us in under cover of darkness. And he can't let down the bars of heaven in front and bring us in the front door. Because I said, now, not only God is love, first of all, God is light. He's the moral ruler of this universe. And he's righteous. He's holy. And he's good. Now, I said, all of that adds up to one thing. God can't do things that are wrong. That is wrong according to his standard. Now, I said that God couldn't save us by love. I said, love had him strapped. He can love without being able to save. And I said, the verse I thought you were going to give me was John 3:16. God so loved the world. And I said, let's look at it. God so loved the world that he saved the world? No, I said, that's exactly what it doesn't say. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. You see, God couldn't save the world by love because he goes on to say, God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him, what? Might not perish. Well, I said, you and I are going to perish. We're lost sinners. And God still loves us. But the love of God just can't bring us into heaven. God had to provide a salvation, and he paid the penalty for our sin. Now, I said, a God of love can reach out his hands to a lost world and said, now, if you'll believe in my son, because he died for you, and will come to me on that basis, I can save you. Now, I said, God doesn't save us by love. God saves us by grace today. And I said, frankly, that's more wonderful, because I said that today I could get out of favor, or could, when I was a boy, with my parents, because of sin, because something I did wrong. But I said, I can never get out of favor with God. Now, I can lose my fellowship, and if I sin, that breaks fellowship. The Spirit of God is grieved, but I said, if I'll come back to him, if I confess my sins, he's faithful and just to forgive my sin and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. But even if we walk in darkness, and we say we have fellowship with him, we're lying, because we're not having fellowship. But if we walk in the light, as he's in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And what happens? If I walk in the light of the world of God and I see I've come short, well, the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, just keeps on cleansing me from all sin. Why? Because God does it by grace. And what about grace? Well, he's rich in mercy and grace. He extends mercy to you today. And God has his arms outstretched to a lost world and says, if you'll come my way, and by the way, this is his universe. He's doing it his way. You may have a better way, but you don't have a universe. He does. This is his. He makes the rules. And you're going to have to come his way. He loves you. Oh, you can't keep him from loving you. Now, what you can do, you can't keep the sun from shining, but you can get out of the sunshine. And by sin today, by being out of the will of God, turning your back on him, you won't experience the love of God. But if you will come to him through Christ, he'll save you. God is rich in mercy. Now, that's the present state of the believer. How is that? Why, he not only lifted us from a graveyard, a spiritual graveyard, but he's made us alive sitting in Christ today, yonder in the heavenlies. He's the head of the church, remember. We saw that in the first chapter. And what's he going to do? Why, he's going to show forth in the ages which are coming the exceeding, the overflowing riches of his grace and kindness toward us. I'm going to be on exhibit someday. And angels are going to go by and say, see that fellow McGee? He wasn't worth saving. He was lost. But look at him today. He's here in heaven. And why is he here? Because of the riches of the grace of God. And God was kind to him. God saved him. And God brought him here. And that's going to be for the praise of God throughout the eternal ages. And I'm not going to get any credit at all. Did you know that? Oh, not one bit of credit. But you want to know something? I'm going to be there. And that's good enough for me. And I'm going to join that angelic host. And I'm going to sing praises to God. Why? Because he saved me. I'll be for the demonstration of that. Friends, you can't have it any better than this. This is the most wonderful thing that I know of that we have. And here we're told in a very wonderful way that we've been quickened together with Christ. That's a possession, impartation of divine life. Raised and seated with Christ in the heavenlies, that's a position that we're given today. And you just can't add anything. And grace is the way. Grace is mentioned twice here. And you can't have it, friends, any more wonderful than this. Oh, today to praise him for his infinite, wonderful grace, amazing grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me.